the Caliphate Ribat of the Dunes. At this point in our journey, we enter the 10th century AD, ruled by the Umayyad Caliphate with its capital in Cordoba. You are facing the last Islamic monastery still preserved to this present day. But how was this extraordinary discovery made? A little over 100 years ago, as he was carrying out reforestation work in the dunes of Guardamar, forestry engineer Francisco Mira discovered some stone structures with inscriptions in ancient Arabic. He held in his hands a plaque commemorating the founding of a mosque in 944 AD, under the command of Caliph Abd ar-Rahman III. Unbeknown to him, Francisco Mira had just discovered the Caliphate Ribat of the dunes of Guardamar. He had no idea that years later, the Phoenician city of La Fonteta would be discovered beneath those very same stones. Islam began discreetly settling in the area beginning in the 8th century. The Muslims who lived in the Ribat, as it is known in Arabic, lived a contemplative life dedicated to spiritual retreat and religious ideas. Residents of neighboring areas, pilgrims, and travelers all shared prayers and knowledge with the Muslim holy men. Visitors entered through a northern port, close to the spiritual guide's prayer room, without interfering with the Ribat's quiet monastic life. Another part of the complex housed the Muslim monks, or the marabouts, who made up the Ribat's stable congregation. This Muslim community also made use of the nearby elevated mouth of the Segura to promote trade. From here, land and sea trade routes would branch out from the river. From within their enclave, the community also provided a lookout for potential enemy attacks coming up the Segura from the capital of Cora de Tudmir, Orihuela. The monastery's inhabitants carried out their daily and religious tasks in small residences built around two streets. These were grouped into three different areas: a sacred religious area, an area for receiving pilgrims, and the monastery where the marabouts lived. In these monastic cells, the sounds of Quran chants mixed in with the murmur of daily chores, simple life, and religious mysticism. The layout of each cell was organized around a wall that helped believers orient themselves in the direction of the Qibla when praying. In the center of the wall was a small vaulted chapel known as the mihrab, which amplified the voice of the officiant as he led the rite. This structure was of high spiritual importance to the Muslims. On Fridays, marabouts, pilgrims, and inhabitants of the neighboring regions would share the rite within the mosque, which was structured similarly to the monastic cells, although much larger. It had two central aisles perpendicular to the direction of the Qibla, a small adjoining room, and five entry doors. Small windows served to keep the monastery dimly lit. The monastic cells were plastered with mud and then whitewashed. Small examples of painted decoration can still be spotted on some of the lime plaster. The Ribat of Guardamar houses numerous examples of ancient Arabic calligraphy. Muslims left simple inscriptions on the wall to bear witness to their stays there. Their presence is indicated by the words, "He entered this Ribat." These words reference the fulfillment of religious duties within the Ribat and pious practices in defense of Islam. The small wooden huts seen here preserve and protect these decorative inscriptions. The Muslims who resided here ate a very simple, grain-based diet supplemented with natural fruits collected in the surrounding marshlands. Young goats and hens raised in the immediate vicinity provided them with fresh milk and tender meat. Everyday objects included jars, cooking pots, vessels, buckets, portable cooking stoves, serving dishes, and flasks, in addition to a wide array of oil lamps used to illuminate the rooms, and other religious objects, including prayer beads fashioned from clay or fish bones. The discovery of this rebat was extraordinary. Evidence shows that it was abandoned suddenly after an earthquake struck at the beginning of the 11th century. Excavations, as well as chronicles by geographer Al-Uldri, support this interpretation of events. The rebat's sudden abandonment means that many of the objects unearthed when it was discovered were whole and intact, with some even still in their original places.